Drive down just about any country road and you'll see it. You may have never thought it would be worthy of a large museum, but then again, you probably never imagined this had such a long and storied history. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
There was a time when stock was free to roam the Great Plains and western U.S., when cattle barons owned herds that took cowboys to capture. But as the West was settled, that stock had to be fenced, and that meant the invention of barbed wire.
The first wire was made by Kelly in New York. Glidden, Jacob Hayes, and Isaac Elwood were the main principal makers of wire.
Les Shank shares the story from the Barbed Wire Museum in La Crosse, Kansas. He says the first barbed wire was made in 1868. Soon, patents were placed on the manufacture of that wire, and disputes arose over patents. In one notable case, Joseph Glidden, a man many credit with inventing the barbed wire we know today, took his case to court.
He got into a lawsuit with two other fellows, and he won the lawsuit. And after he won the lawsuit, he called the wire the winner. And today, that wire is still being made under that patent, right, and still called winner.
So just how many different kinds of barbed wire were made? Well, Lee can show you quite a collection.
The long display we have over there is with the non-patent wires. There's approximately almost 3,000 different wires that's on display. Some of that wire is quite expensive for an 18-inch length. There's some of it up to $600 just for 18-inch length. So you can see it get kind of expensive, some of it.
That $600 piece is unusual, but not very practical.
Well, it's just a piece of wire woven over two pieces of brass, shaped like a cucklebird and burred up like a cucklebird. That's the main feature of it.
Having brass cucklebirds laced into the wire proved too expensive and not very popular. Today, the Barbed Wire Museum chronicles the history of one of the most important tools in taming the West. Traveling the countryside in La Crosse, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.